My dear friends, the recent events all over the world made very popular the expression weapons of mass destruction. And we hear in the first reading of today of another kind of weapons, weapons for righteousness. I am not sure if we could speak of weapons of mass construction. I suppose that's not good English. In any case, the apostle is telling us in the first reading that weapons for righteousness do exist. And the expression weapon is useful because it is telling us of something that is powerful enough to conquer the enemy. We all are in the midst of the battle. We are in the midst of a spiritual battle. And if you are in the midst of the battle, you need weapons. But these are weapons for righteousness. The battle is to conquer the powers of evil, because sin did reign over our mortal bodies, as the apostle himself told us at the beginning of the reading today. We had experienced the power of evil, so we know what entails to be bitten by sin. But that was not the final word. The battle, the war is on. And we are entitled to use these weapons for righteousness. We are not defenseless. There is something we can do. There is something we can take on our hands and we can use. And these are the weapons for righteousness. Sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. This is a powerful statement, but certainly not an easy one to be explained or understood. Well, we understand sin is not to have any power over you. Well, that's understandable, because now we are a new creation. We have received God's Holy Spirit. We are under grace. But what is this man telling us? You are not under the law, but under grace. That's the reason he offers for sin not having any power over us. And what's the point of the law? What's the role of the law in all this? Well, it is a long discussion, really. And it occupies, a pretty good part of the letter to the Romans. In a nutshell, the idea is that when we were under the law, we had the capacity of knowing what is good and what is evil, but we were powerless in truly choosing what is good. In the realm of just the law, in the realm of the law, we were unable to do something, effective to overcome the power of sin. We only had the capacity of knowing how powerful sin was, but we were defenseless. We had no weapons. We were only subject to that continuous defeating experience. Now the situation is new. Because if we are under grace, we not only know what is good, but we are moved, we are pushed forward in the direct direction of this good. And that's the good news. The good news is not knowing what is good, but having the internal will, the internal push in the right direction to reach and to enjoy what is good. And that was impossible under the law. Under the law, we only could see how powerless we were. Under grace, we are different people. We have weapons for righteousness, and we are able to fight and to conquer the old enemy. That is the beautiful condition of Christians, provided they know what they have received, what they have got from God.